Hey everyone, and welcome back to Healing Your Inner Child. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let's be real, sometimes life throws us curveballs that can leave our inner child feeling pretty bruised. You know, those moments when you trip over nothing, spill your coffee, or miss a deadline. We all have those days, right? But instead of letting those setbacks knock us down for the count, wouldn't it be amazing to learn how to bounce back with resilience and grace? That's exactly what we're diving into today, building a growth mindset through the power of positive self-talk. Think about it, the way we talk to ourselves matters big time. It shapes our thoughts, influences our actions, and ultimately determines our reality. So, if you're constantly putting yourself down with negative chatter, well, that's like fueling a negativity fire, you know? But flip the script, start talking to yourself with kindness, encouragement, and belief, and suddenly you've got this amazing superpower. The ability to rewrite your narrative and unlock your full potential. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, easier said than done, right, Sienna? Trust me, I get it. Breaking old habits takes work, but with a little effort and consistency, you can rewire your brain for success. Think of it like training a puppy, except instead of housebreaking, you're teaching yourself to think positively. And just like any good trainer, you gotta be patient, persistent, and reward those positive vibes. So let's break down some key takeaways that will help you cultivate the growth mindset through the magic of positive self-talk. First up, challenge those negative thoughts. Ever catch yourself thinking, I can't do this, or I'm not good enough? Stop right there. Ask yourself, is that really true? What evidence supports that thought? Most likely, it's just your inner critic being a bit dramatic. Remind yourself of past successes, even the small ones, and celebrate those wins. You are capable, you are worthy, and you deserve to believe in yourself. Next, focus on learning from mistakes. Mistakes aren't failures, they are opportunities for growth. Think about your favorite movie. Wouldn't it be boring if the hero just sailed through life without any challenges? It's those obstacles that make the journey interesting and teach us valuable lessons. So next time you stumble, don't beat yourself up. Instead, ask yourself, what can I learn from this, and use that knowledge to move forward stronger and wiser. Now, practice gratitude. Seriously, take a moment right now and think about three things you're grateful for. It could be anything. Your health, your loved ones, even just a sunny day. Cultivating an attitude of gratitude shifts your focus from what you lack to what you already have, which instantly boosts your mood and outlook on life. Don't underestimate the power of positive affirmations. These are like little pep talks for your soul. Repeat phrases like, I am capable, I am worthy, or I am strong throughout the day, and watch how they start to shape your beliefs and actions. It might feel a bit cheesy at first, but trust me, those affirmations can become your secret weapon against negativity and self-doubt. And finally, surround yourself with positive people. You know that saying, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So true. Seek out friends and mentors who uplift and inspire you, and limit your exposure to those who drain your energy. Remember, your inner circle has a huge impact on your mindset and overall well-being. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant artist struggling with self-doubt. Every time she finished a piece, her inner critic would whisper, "It's not good enough," or "No one will like it." Feeling discouraged, she almost gave up on her dream. But then, she started practicing positive self-talk. She began to acknowledge her talent, celebrate her progress, and visualize herself achieving success. Slowly but surely, Sarah's confidence grew, her art blossomed, and she finally found the courage to share her work with the world. You see? Positive self-talk isn't just about feeling good, it's a powerful tool that can unlock your potential and lead you towards your goals. So, starting today, commit to treating yourself with kindness and encouragement. Replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations, celebrate your wins big and small, and surround yourself with supportive people who believe in you. You've got this. I want to hear from you. What's one positive affirmation you can start using today? Share it in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's build a community of positivity and support together. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. I'll catch you in the next episode, where we'll continue to explore the amazing world of healing your inner child. See ya.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.